super excited to be talking to you. There's so many different angles in which we can talk about this case study. It was absolutely inspiring to see how you guys use predictive AI, how you managed to leverage social media in a way that was really leading an effort that's admirable, obviously finding missing children, and just how you connected a lot of the data components all the way through a creative solve for essentially the goal of the agency and the goal of your client. So I'm excited to talk to you. If you can, just give us your name and a little bit about how long you've been working in marketing.
Thanks. Well, I'm Kino Letoona. I'm the regional creative general director at Di Paola Latina, and I've been working in communication for over 20, 25 years.
Amazing. And I know that there's so many challenges when we think about selling an idea, and I can't imagine the obstacles that you had to face in order to sell this idea internally or to the client. I mean, was it easy? What's the relationship like?
Well, I've been collaborating with missing children for about 15 years, more or less. So we know each other very well, and I think I understand what can help the client. For this case, it wasn't difficult to sell the idea, as we knew we had a powerful campaign, no? And thankfully, it turned out as expected.
Yeah, honestly, it was just incredible what you guys were able to achieve. Did any of the stakeholders ever push back on the creative direction or the data strategy components? And if so, how did you overcome that?
Well, the campaign approval process was quite simple. So fortunately, that wasn't an issue. Given it was a non-profit campaign, it was a bit easier to sell it in contrast to product campaign, which often require many more approvals due to their high cost, no?
Yeah, I love that. I almost feel like creativity allows, there's just more flexibility allowed to that exploration of creativity when it's not so much about the costs or the tactic. It's sort of a low-cost approach, your guerrilla tactic, which is just beautiful how you were able to balance that. And then speaking of balance, how did you balance the need to take creative risks with clients' appetite for safety?
Well, in this regard, I'm lucky that the client is not afraid to take risks. They understand that these campaigns need to be strong and impactful to reach out more people, and that's exactly what we aim for, no? Also, this was one of the first campaigns using artificial intelligence. We knew it was a risk, but we were also confident that we had a very powerful product.
Yeah, I think it's interesting to venture off into new technologies when you're trying to achieve something this big. And I imagine there was a lot of learning that had to be done and some concerns of whether or not this would even work. But it looks like it did. It looked like it was an amazing experience. I can't imagine what it's like to be on the team and work on it. But I'm curious, what specific data insights drove the creative direction for this campaign? Like how were they uncovered?
Well, we relied on data from missing children, knowing that they have an extensive collection of profiles of children who have disappeared. The context of soccer, especially during the World Cup celebration of Argentina's third victory, provided us as millions of photos for artificial intelligence scanning to potentially find a missing child.
Yeah, I feel like the World Cup victory was one that launched a lot of interesting campaigns within the region, and we saw quite a few of them. Was there a surprising data point that completely shifted the way you approached this campaign?
Well, understanding that people would share a million of images on social media during the World Cup victory anniversary presented a valuable opportunity to engage the audience in the search for missing children. Inviting them to add their photos to the album for scanning, along with a template to show the faces of the missing kids.
Yeah, I think that's incredible. So again, just the foresight, understanding that this would be a massive event a collections of millions of people. How can you aggregate all that and use it for your benefit? I think it's a beautiful insight into this campaign, and obviously resulted in success. So were there any internal politics or external pressures that influenced the final execution?
No, that wasn't the case. We just needed to connect with people's sensitives and their love for soccer to help us search for these kids.
Yeah, and it looked like everyone was really rallying behind it. I know that there were celebrities who joined on board, and so many different initiatives, so many different people who were really invested in trying to find these missing children, which is just great. So question is, like, you know, how does this campaign reflect a change in the broader marketing landscape? Because you definitely had a unique approach to solving a big problem.
This campaign proves how social media can be a powerful tool, not just for marketing, but also for social causes, changing the narrative around community engagement.
Yeah, I think social media certainly has gotten a bad rep. So for it to be used this way is also just refreshing. So what lessons did this campaign teach you about audience behavior or trends in our industry?
Well, we learned that audiences respond very well to initiatives that appeal to their emotions, no? Especially when there's a sense of urgency and community.
Yeah, I think you definitely tapped into urgency. And I guess it would seem like this campaign went over without a hitch, but if you were to redo anything in the campaign today, what would you change, or perhaps what would you enhance?
Well, I'm happy with the campaign as it is. A great number of people participate, while many influencers and media help us out. I believe there will be even better campaigns in the future to help us find more children. In the meantime, I enjoy this one that brought us a lot of joy.
That's incredible and amazing. And I can see clearly what role the emerging tech sort of played in this campaign. But how did it enhance the execution, in your opinion?
Artificial intelligence was essential to this campaign and contributed to enhance its impact, turning a moment of celebration into an opportunity to help.
And from a budget or time perspective, if that was an unlimited budget, what crazy or ambitious other idea would you have added to this campaign?
Well, how nice it would be, but this campaign has zero budget, which is something we've learned to work with. However, because there are social initiatives, many media outlets and influencers join in and help without charging, which is invaluable, no? Because it's zero budget, but if you have to pay this, it's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it certainly is. I think, again, you know, it's sort of like the cause of this mission connected with how perfectly streamlined it was and the energy around it. I can see how a lot of people would get behind that. And that becomes an invaluable component to amplifying the campaign. So it's amazing that that happened. You know, and beyond the numbers, obviously, we think about success. How do you measure the creative and emotional impact of this campaign?
I measure it by people's engagement and participation. No? Influencers saying, of course, I'll help out, come with me, and media outlets reaching out and asking, can we interview them? We love the campaign. So that's it.
Yeah, I think that's a beautiful measure of success. Did the campaign achieve the intended balance of sort of short-term results and long-term brand equity for the client?
We struck a good balance between immediately results and building brand equity by creating a strong emotional connection with the audience.
And how did you ensure the success metrics aligned with the client's business goals or business objectives?
Well, here there weren't commercial objectives. We need to find these kids who disappear from home and raise awareness about missing children work. we want more people to follow them on social media, to keep supporting and engaging in the search for missing children.
It's amazing. And honestly, I've been a marketer for some time now and have committed my life to different campaigns and different work. And I can say that it's inspiring to see such great creative work behind such a powerful initiative and seeing the results of that being two missing children aligning and realigning back with their families. And I can't quantify the impact of that results. It's just absolutely beautiful. You're changing lives and you're doing it in a very creative and just inspiring way. So thank you for that. This was an amazing campaign.
Oh, thanks, Michael. For me and for the people who work in this idea, it's great to think about a family, a kid, reaching home and thinking the happiness of that family, for me, is incredible. So we are very, very happy about this campaign.
So when I think about long-term, there's nothing more long-term than the life that you just impacted. So great job. Thank you for joining us today and talking a bit more about this case and all the great work that you submitted to the Echoes. We truly appreciate your agency, your creativity, your excellence, and just the intuitive and amazing ways you approach problem solving, as well as leveraging new technology. So thank you for all of it. It's been great.
Thanks. Thanks, Michael and Agustina. I am here if you need something. We are very happy about the Echo and about this beautiful campaign.